Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, everybody.
And Jenny. Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
Happy Sunday, everybody. The weather where we were was beautiful today.
It was really nice until about half an hour ago, and it started storming. So we're getting more rain.
Leah has had the weather struggle bus this month.
Yeah, I'm a little red. You can't see
it. Oh, I had to yell.
It was really nice up to then.
I had to yell at my grown-up child today.
To put on sunscreen?
Yeah, he's sunburned. He's like, why didn't you remind me? I'm like, because every other day you tell me you're a grown-up.
Why didn't you remind him?
Yeah. Not when the sun's out.
But the sun is hot and can burn you?
Yeah. Apparently... Is everybody seeing us? Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
No, I can see us.
Okay,
good. On my nifty new monitor that I purchased.
On your nifty new monitor. It's just me. Never mind. Michael's rolling his eyes at me. It's fine.
Oh, did you finally enter like two monitor world?
I did. But
nice, huh?
I have to do some troubleshooting because if I have like my dock connected to my laptop, it doesn't connect.
Oh.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure it's a simple fix, but I just did it today. Couldn't find the cord. I mean, it's been chaotic in my life the past 2 weeks.
Just a bit.
You can't tell, but like the bottom, like everything from like here down is empty because we had to shift everything upstairs again because my town almost flooded. Well, no, take that back. Part of my town did flood for the second time in 2 weeks. So don't worry. We were water free. Unfortunately, some of our neighbors were not, but it's been a couple stressful fucking weeks. And it's supposed to rain again later this week coming up. I'm done.
It was nice here. Ollie lived his best life outside in the sunshine.
Oh, I bet he did.
Best life. Did you? Mike mowed the yard and his little white paws were green. I should have taken a picture.
Aw. Link does that. He'll like rub his face and then but it doesn't come off. That stuff stains for days. You should get him those little light up Crocs so he doesn't have green.
Yeah,
feet.
Leah sends me an Instagram the other day that is a dog wearing light up Croc boots.
They were awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not wrestling the 155 pound dog to put Crocs on his feet.
But he's such a good boy.
He's the goodest boy.
Chew him off.
But he would look adorable with those on.
That's fine, Leah. I will buy them, and when you come visit,
I can coax
you can wrestle him.
Yep. You can put those on Ollie.
Okay, as long as he doesn't lick me, I cannot handle that.
He's not a licker.
He's slobber, but he's not a licker.
I can handle licks. I cannot.
He's still a land shark. He like land sharks Sydney, which is hilarious.
He did like. Tackler one day.
He totally did. He's so funny. Okay, so romance term of the week. So here's the deal, friends. Originally, this episode was supposed to be taboo versus forbidden, but apparently some people in this conversation don't read enough of those to have like a great conversation about it. So we're putting that topic on the back burner. Hopefully, if it just might be Leah and I, later this year, we will come back and visit taboo versus forbidden. But until then, some of these episodes, we've had a couple episodes recently that we've been floating, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we're not sure that we read enough or how to do them, how to do it and give enough book recs that makes it worth everybody's time.
Well, but also do it where we're giving it enough, like, solid talking about,
right? And the nuance, because a lot of these subgenres that we're talking about, so like forbidden versus taboo, that's within the, it really falls mostly within the dark subgenre. But also we have been struggling with enemies versus rivals versus adversaries because we tend to not read a lot of those.
Yeah.
And so because we don't have this huge backlist to say, oh my god, I've read like 75 enemies to lovers book, we don't necessarily know the nuances that happen within those stories to create them. So we're working on it, but until that time that we can really give you those books Rex and do those tropes or those subgenres the most
Justice. Give them the
justice.
most justice. That was the word that I was looking for before, and I
Yeah.
couldn't think of it.
I'm going to use them as romance term of the week. So over the course of the next couple weeks, some of these topics that we've kind of been dancing around, like every week, it's like, do we want to try to talk about this week? Nope, let's move it to the next week.
Nope.
So we're just going to use them as terms of the week to start kind of putting it out there. That way, you as the listener, if you can think of books that fit into this trope or this subgenre, email us. Email us those book recs so we can start building those TBRs and we can start reading them so that we are better versed into the nuances and do justice to them. So, first romance term of the week is taboo. So, taboo romance refers to themes, subjects, or relationships that are considered socially unacceptable or morally forbidden. So, there's going to be a moral aspect to the taboo romance. And this is based on conventional standards. These may include topics such as forbidden love between family members, relationships with significant age gaps, affairs, unconventional or non-monogamous relationships, and other controversial or sensitive subjects, such as like taboo, it could be kind of a he stalked her and held her hostage, and then they fell in love
I
because
love
they
those.
conventionally didn't meet.
I mean, he took her because she was his.
That is true. And I read one of those books this week, and it's my book of the week. So,
Was so good.
so
So
good.
good.
Taboo romance books often explore these forbidden themes in a way that challenges societal norms, expectations, and providing readers with a pro. My God, words are hard tonight. A proactive and sometimes controversial.
Provocative.
Provocative.
Yeah, I was like, that's still not the
If
right word.
nothing is working in my brain right now, okay.
Provocative
I
is the
couldn't even
word
get
that
my
she's looking
YouTube
for.
to work, so obviously things are not provocative. Well, there's a space, and I don't know why that space is there.
I don't know, but that's why you
I
have
don't know.
Jenny and
Yeah.
I.
Right.
Yeah,
Pro
so.
provocative and sometimes controversial reading experiences. So next week, we will define forbidden. But for taboo, one of the great ways to think of taboo, and I don't know if it's great, but I will use the classics as an example. The story of Oedipus, that is taboo. East of Eden by John Steinbeck, that is taboo. Those books would 1,000% hit into the taboo because there are some moral problems in both
Little
those
bit.
books.
Little bit.
Kill your father to sleep with your mother. Stab your brother, sleep with your mother. Everybody sleeps with their mother.
Oh, God. No.
I'm just saying.
I know,
Okay.
but no.
So what
Well,
are
I'm
we?
glad we cleared that up.
Right.
Yeah, seriously.
Jenny's like, great. Have you read
Jenny's
East of
like,
Eden by John Steinbeck? Have you read it?
it's
I
been
have
a long
not.
time.
It's the retelling of Cain and Abel, but John Steinbeck was a dirty bird.
He
He was a
was,
dirty
yes. I've
bird.
read quite a few of his, but I have not read.
I had an English teacher in high school that was obsessed with him.
I think I read that one in high school, I think.
We read
Because things were not
everything
banned when we
Steinbeck.
were in high school.
Right.
There was no banned books in my town.
Okay. So,
Showing my age there, friends.
you are showing your age. So, what are we talking about today if it is not taboo?
I mean, it could be.
Well, actually, I kind of added a little bit of a taboo piece down for our last group of book recs.
I did not follow the doc at all, just
Why
saying.
do I even make them, Leah, at this
You
point?
said single dad, small town, so that's what I went with. I did not go
But I
with your
gave
little.
parameters and rules.
I did not look at the doc until about 10 minutes ago.
Today, we're diving into the captivating trend of single dad romances in small towns. From the unconventional path to the traditional tales, join us as we explore growing popularity and irresistible charm of these heartwarming stories. Grab a drink, get cozy, and let's delve into the world of single dads' romances together. Here we go. Or just, be willy-nilly like Leah.
I mean, I can narrow it down like from my list. Like my list is, I mean, it's a hot mess of like chicken scratch, but
Okay, so let's just start at the beginning. Why do we think there is a popularity in single dad romances that it seems to be a surging right now? If you start going and looking at the Amazon top 100, I think there are 8, 10 single dads in the top
if not
100 right
more.
now.
Well, that's just like the Kindle store
Yeah, that's just
too.
in the
Like
Kindle
that's not
store.
counting like romance.
No. And it, you know, we've spawned Elsie Silver had two single dad books in Chestnut Springs. She's spawning a whole series of single dads in small towns. So why do we think romance readers are gravitating towards these single dads right now?
I don't know. I think it's just their turn because, like, I feel like the single dad and single mom, they kind of cycle because there, I think it was maybe a couple years ago, we had a big chunk of single mom books. I feel like if that's just one of those tropes that it just, it's super common in life. Like single parent is common in life. And so it's one of those things where it like resurges every once in a while.
But I do not think the way these single dads are written is
Oh,
commonplace.
no, I'm not saying that some of them are commonplace. I'm just saying that, like, the act of being a single parent is commonplace
Yes.
because there is a new trend where they're very, very unconventional single
Yeah, and
dads.
we'll get to that next. But Jenny, what are your thoughts on single dad romances? And because somebody said in the comments, the swoon factors, the ovaries exploding. And we do. We get really perfect single dads in romance. And I just did
What's
a
like
quick shot
those
with
little swoony
Amanda on a
moments?
two perfect single dad. Jenny.
Right. And I think that's the appeal, right? Like everybody wants the dad that's like all involved and doing everything and yeah, mom's always doing everything. So like my husband, when he's out with all of our kids, like sometimes the comments he gets, like, "Oh, it's your turn to babysit today."
He's not babysitting his own fucking kids.
Exactly. But like we like as a society, not like we as us three, but like as a society, we seem to give more credit to dads for doing the bare minimum. And then like
100%.
so when they go above and beyond, it's like, "Oh."
Right. And, you know, the book I read, Dust Storm by Maggie Gates, he was the perfect girl dad. He was too fucking perfect. And I'm sorry, I have a great husband and he's a good dad. Jenny has a great husband and a good dad. Leah has a great husband and a good dad. Like
But they're hot messes sometimes.
good dads in our lives, but they are not perfect all
Good
the
God, no.
time.
Good God,
Well,
no.
I mean, no parent is. Like, parenting is, yeah. It's
Gloria
just
told
hard.
me that parent like moms should get more credit because we are in the trenches on the regular.
Every day.
I was like, that's like an appropriate like description of parenting, like being in the trenches, because you never know like what child you're gonna get for that day, if it's like the good child or the exorcist.
Well, and one of the things I think is interesting is single dad is kind of like skyrocketing, and we're seeing a lot of these happening. Over on Threads, there was a whole conversation this week about how they don't want any pregnancies in their books, and pregnancy should be listed as content warnings. That, you know, even if there's pregnancy in the epilogue, it should be listed in the content warnings. So why is there an acceptability for single dad romances
Because
and
it's
the
again what Jenny was saying, like it's the male like taking on this role of being like the provider and the scheduler and all those things, and it's like extra.
Yeah, because that's what I was gonna say. Like, because even in custody battles, like you always hear like they're gonna give the kids to the mom. Like the mom gets priority. So like when the dad willingly takes on the responsibility of
Like, oh
parenting
man.
his children, yeah.
Yeah, he gets like praised. It's like, oh, like he's such a good person for wanting like to
Or
do that.
he
Like,
gave up something to
yeah,
like
like
do
due
this.
to parent. Like,
Well, and we're not hating on the single dad trope. I don't want anyone to think we're hating on it. We are kind of being a little negative, but I promise we're going to give you some swoon and some books to check out. But one of the things that I really wanted to draw our attention to is the discrepancies that we see between single dad romances and single mom romances. Because typically, a single dad, as I went through my list, almost all of these single dad romances have really great built-in support systems. They either have the money or the means to hire a nanny, or they have parents that are helping with the care of the children, or they have a sibling that's helping them the care of their children. Versus oftentimes in single moms, she's working two jobs. She's barely keeping clothes on. She can't get food on the table, and she needs rescued.
I mean, she is the Hot Mess Express on the regular. Which, I mean, we all know that I live on that and I am not a single mom. So being a single parent does not like create that. But that's the thing. Like, you're right. Cause I'm looking at my list again. And I think there's only two, maybe, that struggle, but they don't really struggle at the same time.
Yeah. It's just really interesting to me that there is a very clear discrepancy. And somebody says in the comments that female readers tend to judge female main characters more critically. And while, yes, I agree with that, and we as women tend to be more critical of other women, I also am tired of accepting the bare minimum, especially from my male heroes. I mean, Leah and I, how many quick shots have we done where we complain that the hero didn't grovel enough?
Oh, so many.
Or
so
he
many
can
times.
Do better. An orgasm does not equate to forgiveness, because that's something else that I'm noticing in romances. And I brought this up to the group, and Leah was like, thanks, Becky.
I did, because now, like, I have to pay attention. Well, because also, because when I read epilogues, I don't pay attention to the chapter heading. Like, yeah. I just see that it's like a new chapter. So I don't acknowledge that. As much
so
as you
we're
would.
Seeing a lot of trends in books right now that lack third act breakups, have maybe a dark moment, but then the last chapter, the grand gesture, the grovel is basically just a set, you know, a long sex scene, and then we go into the epilogue and things are great. And I'm like, huh?
A good orgasm does not always fix a fight, friends.
Yeah, I mean, you can't make up for being a jackass because you gave me an orgasm. Like, it doesn't work.
You're still a jackass after the orgasm.
Still a jackass after the orgasm.
That should be a sticker.
So one of the other things that we're seeing in the single dad romances happening right now is unconventional paths to single fatherhood. And I bring this up because I, again, am Debbie Downer. I'm just going to accept my part. So we have seen two... Well, now three with Elsie Silver's Wild Love, three books in that have done fairly significantly well that involve donor-conceived children and single parenthood. One was Penelope Ward's Surrogacy. Amy Dawes has one up right now that's called...
Technically speaking, though.
9-month contract. And then Elsie Silver's book is from sperm donation.
They're single expecting, though. Like, yes, you're a dad from, like, the get-go, but it's like you're not, you haven't experienced, like, that chaos yet. So it's, like, single wombness.
But I'm, because there is controversy, and I know that Jenny feels a little different about this because she had to go through fertility treatments for her family. But there is some controversy within the donor-conceived world and lack of disclosure that's happening, right? I mean, that's a very, like, hot-button medical bioethics type issue.
I got some recs for some documentaries. You need those.
But I don't think that this unconventional means to parenthood translates well in romance. No. Particularly if we're seeing people be very loud and vocal about not wanting pregnancy in their books.
Well, but I think part of it, though, too, is like how it's coming about too. Like the Penelope Ward one, he hires the surrogate because his
Her,
in-law,
his in-laws hired the surrogate.
well, yeah, like he doesn't even
Right.
want the baby basically, but it's like he's so like that's the like I have issues with that. It's like I don't like the startup premise of like that story. So like I don't know if I would
I
like
just wonder if
that.
surrogacy is weird. Don't we think it's a little weird?
I don't think it's weird. I think that there's a lot of controversy around the whole thing itself, and that also is part of the issue. But it's like if you are a person and you are not saying this is what I want with my spouse, or because this is like the choice for me, then how is that going to work?
Jenny, what are your thoughts on the single dad to surrogacy from surrogacy? And they
Yeah,
fall in
I
love
mean,
with both those books, they fall in love with their surrogate.
but they're definitely different setups from my understanding.
they are very
They
different
are very
setups.
different
Okay, yeah,
setups.
I think it depends on the setup. Like, I mean, at least for my romance, I want the dad to want the child. Like, if
Yes.
that's a main plot point, like, he's got to be all in.
So that's Amy Dawes's book. He's a grumpy mountain man seeking a surrogate. He basically, and I hate this blurb, but I'll read it because it's terrible. Grumpy mountain man seeks baby mama. Job is an incubator position only. Surrogate must be impervious to grunting in the form of communication and nosy brotherly neighbors. Rustic mountain range housing available upon request. So there's that one.
Mean
Anyway,
that one,
I just
like
don't want
he
surrogacy to become a trend. I also don't want sperm donors, donor conception, you
I
know.
mean that is a
Yeah.
whole other argument, and we're not going to get into that one.
Right.
Well, but that is that's how the hero Ford in Elsie Silver's new book is a single dad.
Yes, but when you give a donation at a sperm bank, you sign papers saying that you give up basically all rights to that sperm.
Well, and the child seeks him out. Like there's a whole premise there.
But he's still not the dad. He is
It's
literally a sperm donor. He has no rights to anything that is like part of her. But again, that's getting to other things that we are not about. So.
So I just personally not in favor of this. I don't love this idea.
I do not either.
What do you
But
think?
hey, to
Well,
each
I
of
would
them.
have to say, like, I would be interested in seeing a couple that is struggling to have a child
Yes. Like a marriage
on
in
track.
crisis type.
Yeah. Like them, like a
Can, like,
couple. It doesn't even
yes.
have to be like a heterosexual couple, like any couple, like going through that process. I think that could definitely be romanticized and
Yeah.
I will
be
say,
fun.
so Samantha Christie has one. It is book three, I think, in her sister series. It's White Lilies. So the heroine is the surrogate and the hero falls in love with her, but the wife of the hero at the time is dying, but like they want to have a baby. So like for that one, the way the story starts, like it works. Honestly, you will ugly cry because it's Samantha Christie. And I think I ugly cry at every single book she writes. But that one, it did not bug me because the way the story played out, and it made sense. Because I don't think at the beginning of the book that anybody but the hair, like but the wife knew that she was gonna die
Yeah.
because she had cancer. But there's a lot of angst and grief, and it was really good. I might have to reread that book.
As Leah like talks herself into rereading. Well, and
Right.
there's a Kaylee Ryan series that is her Unexpected Expected series, or that is all like single parent small town. And in book one, the hero finds out he's a dad. Because the baby mama died in a car crash and gave, like, well, she died from injuries sustained during a car crash. She's on her way to the hospital. She has a car accident. She's pregnant. She's 9 months pregnant. She's actually coming into town to find him, to tell him about the baby. Anyway, come to find out, the heroine in the book ends up being the sister of the baby mama. And it's really good. It's really emotional. And it's an unconventional way, you know, it's an unconventional couple, the way they meet and come together.
Jasmine Miller, book two in her Kings of the Water. I mean, it's not necessarily, it's not small town, but like he finds out he's a single dad because the mom passed away. And then like the nanny that he hires, they end up falling in love. And it's like he, I mean, secret baby, but like the mom passes away. So it's like you see those every once in a while.
Yeah. The other thing we're seeing a huge ton in is single dad and nanny romances.
Yeah, we don't need those. It doesn't happen every time. Well, I do like them sometimes, though.
I really love a nanny romance. I read a ton of romances that are single dad nannies. But some of them are starting to feel the same. Recently, Jenny and I read, what was the Kristen Proby?
Wild for You.
Wild for You. And at the same time, I read Ashes for You by Katherine Cowell. And they felt the same. Like there was nothing, like, I don't mind a nanny romance. Like we've read some really great nanny romances. But like, I mean, I love Wrong Kind of Love by Lexi Ryan, which is a small town nanny romance. He's the town doctor. He needs a nanny. You know, he begrudgingly hires the nanny. And it works. Like the chemistry is there. He doesn't even want to like her. But in the others, it just starts to feel a little rinse and repeat.
Well, in Janice Whitaker, her first book in her Cowboy Classifieds, Nanny, Cowboy Seeking Nanny, like the wife had passed away. Like he needs somebody to take care of the twin, their twin girls, I think. And like the nanny comes to like live on the farm. The ranch and help, and they fall in love, but it's very natural, it's organic, but it makes sense, but it's not the same as every other book that I've read.
Well, and Manhandled by Vanessa Vale, she's not explicitly his nanny, but he's a firefighter and his dad gets hurt and she's renting the apartment above his garage and he asks her to step in after she's been very clearly vetted, to kind of help with the overnights and getting the child to and from school. And it works. It felt fun and fresh, but still had some nanny vibes
just close proximity babysitting.
Right. I think that's what you need in a nanny. Like, there has to be more than just the nanny plot line. Like, there has to be something else going on. Like, The Nanny by Laura Ferguson.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Like she is a cam girl and was like his cam girl. Like he would pay for private.
He didn't know that she was his cam girl. Well,
he knew before she knew.
But he didn't know when she started nannying.
Correct. Because it was one of those circumstances where, you know, like a friend of a friend, like, hey, this person. Yeah. And then he's like, But there has to be more to the plot line than just the nanny. Because I think that's, again, where we see, like, the discrepancy between the single dads and the single moms. Like, when do you see the single mom getting, like, a live-in babysitter?
Well, I can only think of like one, and that's Rebecca Weatherspoon has one that's the manny. Like he's a male nanny.
I think I've read
Rafe,
maybe
the book's Rafe.
Maybe four manny romances. Cause there's another one. I cannot think of it off the top of my head, but he's younger and like, but it's kind of like taboo, like with the way that it, because of who he is also. Like there's more to it.
Yes.
You know who what I mean. But I
do.
Can't think.
I will think of it. The other thing that I tend to wonder about nanny romances is, even in a nanny romance, the hero still has like a really great family system.
Right?
Like mom is still babysitting and the nanny, like that Wild for You by Kristen Proby, she was still working 2 days a week in the afternoon at the coffee shop and then picking the kids up from school. But when she had to work late or whatever, his mom picked, like,
So he
oh.
basically, like, the nanny aspect was just kind of a manufactured point of the story.
Yeah, I think it was a way to get them close together. She it was also his sister's best friend, so they could have done something with that, but it also had like a really weak suspense plot
Yeah, I
line.
was like, they needed her to move for the suspense element to work.
Yeah. There were a lot of things in it that I was like, huh. Versus like Adrift by Swati MH. That's a nanny romance that's a little unconventional, but is incredibly well done. You know, it's his, he's a widower. It's his dead wife's little sister. Like, there are so many different pieces in it, and it's just a matter because his mother has some health issues. So, like, it all works and it all makes sense. The other thing I have a question is, do you think that there is an epidemic of single dads in small town romances? Because do see a lot of single parents in small towns.
But they're mostly single moms.
Well, it's more affordable to live in a small town.
That's true. And the dads have their shit together.
The dads have their shit together, or they own big sprawling ranches.
That
Right,
was one of the
yeah, like they
things.
have some huge business.
And that was one of the things I was, as I was going through my list, like I went through my small town list and I was like, okay, this is a single parent, but it's a single mom. This is a single mom. This is a single mom. Like I have a definite like grouping of single dads too, but the chunk of my small town single parents are moms.
The other thing we're seeing a lot in small town single dads is dads with grown children.
I mean, I don't mind those. Actually, that is one of mine on my list.
Because we have Manscape by Vanessa Vale. That's a small town single dad.
Scandals of the Father by Zoe Blake. He is a small town single dad who's a billionaire.
Reckless Heart by Zoe York. His child is pregnant and he falls in love with the midwife. I really liked that book. I really liked
So
that book.
Laramie Briscoe has one in her Moonshine Task Force. So he's been a single dad. His son is a senior in college and he like has a one night stand with his son's teacher, but doesn't realize it's his teacher.
I think technically Your Dad Will Do by Katie Roberts is a small town single dad.
Is that small town though?
I think so.
I don't know. Sure is. We'll just say yeah.
It is now.
Single dad where they are guardians, not necessarily biological father. We do see a few of those where they're raising nieces or nephews. We have Love Me Today by A.L. Jackson. And then Kate Canterbury's.
In a jam.
There you go. That one. I mean, he's the guardian.
Yes.
That book was so good.
This is really good.
Lindsay, read it.
Seriously, Lindsay, I can't believe she hasn't read it yet.
Okay.
What?
Jenny, have you read Rena Morgan?
Oh, this is also
Oh,
true.
that's what I thought. That's what I
Yeah,
thought.
but when Jenny's read something that Lindsay hasn't, then.
Lindsay's read Rena Morgan.
Well, this is true. We'll just take them both down at the same time.
I mean,
Okay.
the judging is hard over here, Jenny.
Just gonna work on it.
The
I'll
judging
work
is
on
always
it
hard.
too.
This is not a judge-free zone.
We're not Planet Fitness.
We judge in love, though.
So let's talk some book recs. Small town single dads. Let's just start with regular small town single dad romances. These are not necessarily nannies. They are just single dads living in a small town that find some love. What do you got, Jenny?
So this was when I found this one, I was like, why did I not think of this immediately? It's a really good 20 or 32 Rowan Boulevard by Kelsey Kingsley. She's his DoorDasher. Well, like it has a different name, but
Right.
he has two kids and he actually DoorDashes a pregnancy test to her and then is like her DoorDasher throughout her pregnancy and afterwards.
Nice.
That's fun and different.
It is. And that's like one of those where like the small town element is like the town is its own character. They have like Facebook posts from the town and the crazy old people. And yeah.
Which I love. But I think that's something that I am lacking in my small town single dad romances. The town is not really much of a character. Because, like, we think about Time River by L. Jackson, the town isn't much of a character, it's a setting.
Yeah.
So I have That One Touch by Cary Elks. It releases here on April the 26th. He's a girl dad, and he is. But okay, so here's the thing. It's not a nanny. And
You have to tell us more, though. You're being very, like, vague.
he is not the nanny, or she is not the nanny. It was really interesting because he's the son of a rock star. So he's from the original Hearts and Creek book one.
Okay.
And he's a widower. And he has a great support system with his brother and his parents and his million aunts and uncles and cousins, right? So he doesn't need someone to pick up the pieces for his daughter. But he has the opportunity. Music is something he loves, but he gave up a career in music when his ex or when the mother got pregnant. And he has an opportunity. The family gives him an opportunity to do like the small venue playing music, like at the local dive bars and stuff like that, because music is part of his heart. And it's a matter of the family recognizes that without music, his soul is missing a piece. And so she's a member of the band. And they have a chance to make it big. But that's all I'm going to tell you because it comes out on the 26th, and I really need everybody to read it. It's really great, you guys. It's really great. And it was single dad who has his stuff together, and she's not fixing him. But he does some really big swoony things, which is what I expect from Cary Elks, right? So, That One Touch by Cary Elks. Everybody should read that on the 26th. It's amazing. What do you have, Leah?
Okay, so Krista Sandor, book one in her Langley Park series. I think it's The Road Home, because after I wrote it down, I wasn't sure if I wrote the right title down. But he's a single dad. It is somewhat like in the heroine. Her name is Jenna. She moves back to this small town. She had been gone for a while. But so he, I mean, he has his stuff together. He has support, but he is also dealing with the aftermath of why he's a widower. And I don't want to like tell anybody that because that is a big spoiler. But it's really good. It's definitely, if you've read Krista before, it is not funny. Like, it is angsty and emotional, and like that whole series is excellent. Like, you guys have got to read it if you haven't. It's actually how I found her. But it's really well done. Like, it's really emotional, and just it's a lot, but it's good.
Lindo, she recommended A Girl Like Her by Talia Hibbert. It's a small town romance. It's book one in her Ravenswood series. And look at the clinch on that cover, you guys.
Nice.
Mean, I like a clinch.
I do too.
Any other single dads? The Lights on Knockbridge Lane by Roan
I had
Parish.
that one because Gus is just adorable.
Gus is adorable. It's male-male, and but Gus is from a previous relationship. Adopted, right?
Think so,
I think
yeah.
she's adopted. But it was just really well done because again, he's a single dad with his shit together, but he's not perfect because he like loses track of his kid. And how many of us have lost track of our kid? That they're over playing at the neighbor's house, and you didn't know they were at the neighbor's house, but.
That's why I low jack my children.
Or you could be like Leah and just low jack your children.
I mean, I know where they're at.
Okay. Always Love Her by Melissa Foster. That's
Always
a
Her
sing.
Love.
Always Her Love.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I got
Levi Steele. He is delightful.
But that's a great one. That's Not a Nanny. Little bit taboo, like our word of the
Little bit.
week, because it's the baby mama's sister. It's the aunt.
Well, and there's an age gap there too.
Yeah.
But that's one where like the heroine was such a big part of the daughter's life from the get-go, so it's like this natural progression, but there's some hang-ups there, but it's really, that's a good one.
Single dad nanny romances that you can recommend that are in small town. Also, where do all these nannies in the small town come from?
Right, like no.
I live in a fairly mid-sized town. It's a micro something or another, metropolis or something.
You know who is the nannies in my small town? The high school kids who need jobs for the summer.
Yeah, I was like, maybe like we have like the people that have daycares out of their basement. That sounds really bad.
That doesn't
But
sound sketch at all.
yeah.
Hello, and welcome to the daycare in my
My
basement.
basement.
Yeah.
Is it in a big hole?
I
You
mean,
are.
do they have to put on lotion? Do they get the
You
hose?
can
I just need to know
congest
how this all works out. So
Or, yeah. Or it's
nanny
like
single
college kids
dad.
coming home for us too. But
Yeah, that's yeah.
Runaway Love by Melanie Harlow is single dad, small town nanny that's a little different because she's a runaway bride and just really needs a job. But that one, again, what father is going to hire a woman that just shows up on his doorstep in a wedding dress? Because she's got a hot tip from the town diner that
yeah.
he needed a nanny.
I mean, I guess if you're desperate enough.
Right? What do you have, small town nannies?
Nannies? I don't think I have any small town nanny.
I don't have any small town nannies.
I have Heartless by Elsie Silver. She's kind of more like helping him out, hiding out, and being a nanny. Let's see here. Wild for You by Kristen Proby.
Again, I
Every Sweet
didn't.
Regret by Lexi Ryan. Because
She's not the nanny.
isn't she working for him, like helping with care?
Don't think so.
I thought she was.
I don't think she is. I have that on my
No,
list, but I
I
don't
don't
think
think so.
Stella is helping him with, like, because he has his shit together.
So unconventional single dads in small town. We're Made of Moments by Molly McLean.
I have that one.
That one is so good if you are looking for small town that is unconventional single dad. That's a great one.
And he gets back together with his baby mama.
When the Time is Right by M. Mabee and Ellie Martinez. If you have not read this book, I am telling you, read this book. This is almost probably more important than Run 'Em, Morgan.
Yeah.
Have you read this one,
I've
Jenny?
yes, I've read this one.
It's
It's so
so
good.
good.
It
So
is so
good.
funny.
And just like
It
with any
they
Ellie
need
Martinez book, it
Yeah, I
gives
was like,
you.
I love everything. Like,
They
yeah,
need
she's
to
gonna
write
rip your
another
heart out.
one. Oh, they do. Well, and like her backstory is, oh man.
Yeah. Silver Mare by L.B. Dunbar. It's two single parents.
I
She's a
like
single mom and
those.
he's a single dad.
So I've been read one today by Melanie Sean. Like he's a single dad, but he has a really great relationship with his baby mama. It's called Shooting Star Love. It actually just came out either yesterday or it came out like within the past couple of days. But so he and the baby mama are best friends, and he was discharging from the Navy and they got drunk and slept together and she ended up pregnant. But they have like a really great co-parenting relationship. But I
Okay.
enjoyed that one. I needed a mac and cheese read, and it was a good mac and cheese.
Single dad, where secret baby small town.
Ooh, Mary B. Moore has one. It's called Ram Remy. Like a baby shows up, and he has no idea that he's the dad, and
So
it's delightful.
this isn't a secret baby, but the fact that he's a father is a secret.
Okay.
Between
To him?
never, what?
Oh, okay.
Between Never and Forever by Britt Benson, he has a child. I don't want to, I can't spoil
Yeah.
that book. There's some spoilers,
Yeah.
but the heroine, this is a second chance for them. She has no clue that he has a baby. So, or a child. And the circumstances surrounding the child.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Meritage by Kelly Kay. It's part of her Five Family Winery series. That is a secret baby. And this one, he is a hot mess of a single dad.
He's a hot mess of a person.
Yeah, he's a
David.
douche nozzle, as Kelly likes to call him.
Yeah. Well, no, she called he's a douche canoe, I think.
Is he? I thought he's the douche nozzle.
I
I
mean,
don't
he
know.
could be both.
He's dumb. He's so dumb.
He's so dumb, but it actually is a really good book. I really enjoy their story.
Dirty Secret by Emma Hart. It's book one in her Burke Brothers series.
It's
It's a
really
secret
into it.
baby. She's the single mom. He's the rock star that comes home and finds out that he hasn't seen her in a year. And guess what? She has a baby.
I was actually having this discussion with my husband about how like guys can have secret babies, but
Girls
like as a,
cannot.
well, I mean, as a woman, unless you're like
I didn't know I was pregnant.
consciously, yeah, conscious or consciously like donating your
Eggs.
eggs
Yeah.
to something, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It only works one way, really.
Any other single dad romances that we haven't mentioned that we should make sure is are on people's radars?
I had a couple teacher, like
Okay.
where it's the kid's teacher.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
Yeah.
where you were going with that.
No, not that way. Again, I don't read lots of Taboo and Forbidden.
So what did you have? Who were those?
Teacher of the Year. That's Teachers in Love, the first book by M.A. Wardell. And that's a male-male romance. And I also had An Unexpected Chance by Melanie Moreland. It's part of her Instant Spark collection, which again, I say this every time, but she's one of the few people that can get me to believe in that instant love.
Yeah, that's fair. Any for you, Leah, that we didn't mention?
So Nora Everly, book two in her Heart Words. No, I can't think of the series name, but it's Heart Words. That's the book name. It's Trevor and Rose. So they kind of connected, but then his ex got sick, and so he went back to like help her through her cancer, and she ended up passing away. And so then he moved back to the small town that Rose lived in with all the it's like part of her Barrett family. But it's a really good one. Like there's a lot of emotion, and Rose does not make it easy for him when he comes back, because as she should make it difficult for him because he did not tell her everything before he left, and so she kind of got smacked in the face by it.
Okay. Truly Madly Deeply by Erica Kelly.
That's a good one.
It's kind of nanny adjacent. She helps out with the girls, but he has a really good support system with his mom and sister.
She's just like another entity of the village.
Yeah.
Marie Johnston has two. Make Me Whole is book one in her Oil Baron series. Now, Liam does not have a great support system because he is the illegitimate, ch like barren child, and so like he has his grandma like as the big, like the one person that really helps, and then his heroine who is his best friend also, and then A Temporary Memory is in her Oil Knight series. It is single dad, and she is the kid's dance teacher. I don't believe she is the nanny, though, but I think she does watch the kids if she needs to.
The Most Eligible Cowboy by Stacy Kennedy. It's a category romance, but it's a second chance romance, but she comes to town to do a newspaper article on him because he's been named Texas's most eligible bachelor. And they have a fake relationship, and it's just, but again, single dad who has a support system, so she is not there to babysit. And I think that's the thing that I get hung up a little bit on nanny romances sometimes. It's more time like with them apart, especially if it's like a pro sports person. And I
The
think that,
distance is more than like the togetherness.
yeah, like Heartless with Elsie Silver, that was one that bugged me because the couple themselves were apart more than they were together, that the kid and Nanny were together the most. Does
Yeah,
that
their
make sense?
relationship kind of pulls the
But
book forward, yeah.
every once in a while you'll come across one that they get it right because the like relationship really grows over like text messages and phone calls like in that distance, but it doesn't, but it's rare that you have that. And also as wrong a temporary memory, she is the nanny, but it works in this one.
So any other books we need to talk about, Single Dads, that you want to make
Ooh,
sure
A
you mention?
Taste of Whiskey, Melissa Foster's new one. He's a single dad.
Okay, but tune in to our
Sips and Discuss.
Sip and Discuss the second Wednesday in May for that book. Read
I'm
it
just
now, and then we'll
saying
talk about it
you just
soon.
should read it now because it's very good.
Okay, so over on our website, we have started to create listicles, list articles, from
That's a
us.
really dirty sounding
I
word.
know, but
Yeah,
that's actually what it's called.
I was
It's what
hoping
it's
you'd find it.
called.
I
A
believe you, and
listicle.
it sounded real dirty.
So over on our website, you can find listicles from us with other book recs. For example, if you really like Elsie Silver's Wild Love and want more single dad romances that are like that, we have a whole article over there. If you liked Corinne Michael's Forbidden Heart, Nanny, Single Dad, Small Town Romance, I have a list of other books you should check out over there on our website. So,
If you like a single dad with some suspense mixed in, that's over there too.
too. So, if, like I said, if you are looking for other book recs, check out our website for our list TBR articles happening over there. We're
They should call
posting
them
new ones almost
listicles
every
because,
day.
like, it makes me giggle.
Okay. Okay, last week's quote of the week was, "Fictional kinks are not necessarily real life kinks, Grant." That was from Not Planned by Harlow James. I do not have a quote of the week this week. I'm taking a break from it because I think that because we all read so diversely and so many different books at the same time,
Kind of hard.
it's kind of hard. Nobody's really guessing. So I'm going to come up with something else. We'll come up with a new segment, but it won't be until after our next episode because our next episode is special. And
You're right, it is. I forgot what it was.
it is. Tonight's episode is episode 199. Next week's episode is episode 200. So if you are listening to this the week of April 14th before April 21st, Buzzing About Romance is gearing up to celebrate our 200th episode on April the 21st. As the 200th episode approaches, we are asking listeners to nominate their favorite reads discovered through the show. You can nominate more than one. If we helped you find an author or a certain title that you have just come to love, please head over to our website and list them. You can do this multiple times. Every nomination is a testament to the podcast's impact and our enduring power of romance literature. And Leah and I will have a special episode next week where we are going to talk about the 5-star reads of Buzzing About Romance. Because there's been some great ones that we've discovered. And also things like Delightful Assholes that have come across our ways.
Oh, Drake, I love you so much.
Well, there's a single dad, but he doesn't live in a small town.
He's a delightful
He
asshole.
is a delightful asshole. Okay, so guess what time it is, guys?
It's that time
It's that
for
time.
book
Book
of
of the
the
week.
week.
It's
Book of
book of the
the
week time. Jenny, what's your book of the week?
So I read a whole series this week.
Look at
Right?
that.
Right?
Go.
Not doing my homework.
How's your homework going, Jenny?
Not so great. The Lost Boys series by Kelly Fox. I definitely blame Heather 100% for this. So,
Perfect.
they're all male. There's three books and a novella right now, and the next one comes out this week. And the Lost Boys are a group of like high school kids that had a mentor that kind of like brought them in, and then this is like 10, 15 years in the future as they're adults trying to find their way in the world.
Excellent. Okay. So just read the whole series.
Yes. The Crush is probably my favorite. That's the second one. But they're best read in order.
Okay, Leah, what's your book of the week?
My book of the week is Kaylee Ryan's Is This Love? It's Everlasting Ink, Book Two. It is a fake marriage. It's very low angst, very easy, but actually, but there was like a third act. There wasn't a third act breakup, but there was like a third act event that was very emotional and like it hit hard in like the right ways. But it's like I said, after the couple of weeks I've had some mac and cheese reads are like my go-to right now. But like the relationship, so it's Monroe and Legend. Monroe is the best friend of the heroine from book one, and like she's always kind of flirted with all the guys, and she volunteers herself to get to marry Legend because his mother's parents have passed away, and they're gonna give him lots of money, but they kicked like his mom out like when she married her father, his father. And so like the premise of like the story was interesting, like the way that they did it, but Monroe's like, I'll take one for the team and we'll do this. And it's a natural progression, like, but I enjoyed it. It was good. What
Okay.
was your book of the week?
So I am in my happy place. I went with a mafia read, Gorgeous Villain by Charity Farrell.
Really good.
He stalks her. They have a secret relationship. It technically is a slow burn,
Yeah.
because they're not together for most of the book. But they're sneaking around and not necessarily having the sex, but doing the sex-like things. And this is like enemies to lovers. Like, if you like enemies to lovers, this is enemies to lovers, like
Yeah.
crack.
It was really good
Because
though.
they
There's a lot of
hate.
like Well, there's a lot of hate between the families also, so it's like it doesn't go over well with Papa Bear.
Yeah. And I really liked his book, Gorgeous Monster. And there for a while, I was really mad at him, and I didn't know if he was going to come around.
Yeah. Well, and so Becky actually texted me. She's like, when does this book take place? But it starts before Gorgeous Monster starts, and so it and then it ends after both Gorgeous Monster and Gorgeous Prince. So it like the
Oh,
timeline goes,
interesting.
but I will say Charity Farrell, the timeline, it works, it matches. Like
It was
there's like
perfect. There were no
it worked really
hiccups. Yeah.
well. Like you didn't like read it and be like, I don't remember this happening.
And for those that are worried about consent, there's 100% consent
Oh yeah.
happening in this book. Like, it is consensual. They're both into it. Yeah, like it was really good. There's a lot of violence though. Like,
I will say Charity Farrell, like this is like her sweet spot, like the dark.
yeah, and I'm excited
It
there's
just needs
another
to,
book coming
there
because it is
is.
teased so hard at the end of this book that I,
Yeah,
yeah.
it's gonna be amazing.
So I mentioned our 200 episode. We hope you'll tune in next week. Okay, Patreon update. I don't know. Swag packs have hit the streets. And let me tell you, this month's pack, sponsored by the incredible duo Helena Hunting and Kaylee Ryan, are absolute game changers. Romance lovers, prepare yourself for a serious treat. Each swag pack comes jam-packed with goodies that will make your heart flutter, from romance-themed stickers to mood-boosting cards, hand-picked to ignite your passion for love stories. And guess what? We're shipping worldwide, so nobody misses out on the love. But hold on, because the perks don't stop there. Join our Patreon community and you'll unlock a treasure trove of benefits, including exclusive episodes and access to our captivating, buzzing book club. It's a romance adventure that never stops. So remember, starting the week of April the 28th, our quick shots go to Patreon. They will only be on Patreon. And May 1st, we start with our book club styled episodes. So if you enjoy the quick shots, you're going to want to join our Patreon so you can get them over there. Keep your fingers on the pulse of all happenings by subscribing to our newsletter for the latest episode and check out our events calendar at bookcaseandcoffee.com/events. From happy hours to IG lives and book clubs, there's never a dull moment in our world. There really isn't. Like, I updated the events this week and we have a bunch of stuff still happening. Plus, we're traveling in May. The three of us are headed to Columbus for the signing down there. So lots of stuff happening.
Lots of stuff.
So what are you waiting for? Dive headfirst into the enchanting romance journey with us and become a cherished member of the Patreon family today. I'll be honest, I was stuck in all things gorgeous villain today, and I did not write you a flowery outro.
I mean, I will forgive you because of where you were at.
Yeah, I really needed to read that book.
I told you, you needed to read that book.
Well, and I've been in a terrible book slump for the last 6 weeks, probably since the first of the year, to be honest, if I'm being very honest. And that book just grabbed hold, didn't let go today.
I'm in my dark again. Like, I mean, like I needed the fluff these past couple of days, but like the dark or the extremely dirty.
Right. Like, and we got a new Sarah Bale coming out. Like,
oh my God, I know that cover is top notch.
Yeah. So until next time, stay fabulous, stay flirty, and keep buzzing about romance. Until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.